G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. You and Grant for breakfast. Now, if you'd like to know what is going on in Millicent this weekend, we've got all the details, by the way, online at triplem.com.au. Karcher will, of course, tell us more about it right the way across the morning. And we have made it to finals time. It is grand finals for the Mid-Southeast and KNT this weekend. Looks like a showery sort of a weekend for the finals in the footy. Who is going to win? We're going to talk about it across the morning this morning. Milo, KG and Barney will be in later on today.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M. Unemployment rates have fallen across the country. 44,000 new jobs have been created in August, apparently, according to financial figures. When it comes to local news, front page of the Border Watch today, it's all about the forestry industry. The federal government have got a blueprint to grow the nation's plantation estates by a staggering 1 billion trees, which doesn't sound like a lot if you say it very quickly. But apparently Brad Coates from the Timber Industry Workers Union reckons that the introduction of water licenses 7 years ago had placed the brakes on expansion of the state here in South Australia, in the Limestone Coast. And well, there's a fantastic article about it on the front page of the paper today, and it would be great to see the timber industry grow in the Limestone Coast, if that was at all possible.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. It is fantastic to be with you this morning. Hubble Masterclasses, I've been talking about them for the last couple of weeks on the radio. We're giving you the chance to learn all about all aspects of Southern Cross Austereo and the media industry as well. And it's your opportunity to take a look at, I suppose, behind the scenes of radio and television and find out whether a career in radio and TV would be something that you would be interested in. I'm going to give you more details very, very soon on how you can be part of it. But if you would like the opportunity, or if you know someone who would just love to work in a dynamic creative industry like this one, well, all you need to do is jump online, find out all the details, make sure you apply, and we'll see if we can get you there in Albury at the end of the month.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
A huge good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast today. Friday morning, of course, the weekend is almost here, and it looks like it's going to be a great start to the day, but some showers expected later on tonight. Now, Barnaby Joyce has accused Malcolm Turnbull of sniping over his Peter Dutton comments. The Liberal Party can't seem to take a trick at the moment. They are just imploding on our on the national stage. We'll find out more across the morning this morning. Hannah Rose Hamer, I'm sure, is going to be talking about it. Karch is keeping us up to date with all the things we need to know locally, and it's time to say good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, the Stanlake Stone Foundation have opened a new round of the Small Grants and Educational Scholarship Program. A group of veterinary officers have travelled to the Limestone Coast as a part of an intensive training scheme. The coalition government have announced a multi-million dollar injection for the aged care industry, and Wattle Range Council are officially reopening the Children's Road Safety Centre this weekend. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now on 963 Triple M, Karcher will be back later on this morning. I'm going to send a shout out to everybody at the Mount Gambier Hospital today too. Yesterday I got to go out to the hospital and check out the renovations that are taking place in the paediatric ward at the moment. They're currently doing a whole heap of work to upgrade the play area out at the hospital for kids, and it is looking absolutely sensational. I cannot wait till I get to talk to the team at the hospital to give you all the details about it. But great work from all the contractors who are working hard out there at the moment, and I cannot wait to put some photos up on the Facebook page so you can check it out as well.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
963 Triple M. This weekend, Mid-Southeast, Glencoe is going to be the place to be. Robe Roosters taking on the Mount Burn Mozzies. The Roosters are looking for their fourth flag, the first one since 2003, and the Mozzies are hunting for four in a row. It will be a huge weekend out at Glencoe. And I was talking to a couple of people nice and early this morning. Big shout out to the taxi drivers, by the way. We were talking about the Mid-Southeast Grand Final. We reckon the Mozzies might just get up. KNT Keith this weekend. Keith Crows on their home ground looking for a third flag, the last one in 2008, up against the Mundala Moots, the Tigers. They're on the prowl for their 10th KNT flag, the last one back in 2004. Milo and the team are going to talk about it later on this morning. The Know-It-Alls will be back after nine, and Milo, KG and Barney will be talking much more sport before then too.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
Taylor Rose Hamer is going to join me soon. We are going to talk all about the by-election in Wentworth and the fact that, once again, the Liberal Party can't seem to take a trick, because all the polling suggested that if they got a female candidate in the seat of Wentworth, that they might have a chance. But apparently they decided not to. We're going to find out all about it in a moment.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Lumstone Coast 963 Triple M. Some really cool stuff going on across the Lumstone Coast this weekend. Some fantastic live music going on down at the Commerce. One of the other things that's going on, got to send a shout out to Tina and Shane down at the Oatmeal Cinema Complex. Yesterday afternoon, they shot me an email and said that there was going to be a fantastic fundraiser this weekend at the Oatmeal Cinema Complex. It's a drought aid pre-release screening for the movie Ladies in Black. Now, if you would like to go along and check it out, you can do so this coming weekend. Sunday the 16th, 4:15 p.m. is when it's all going to take place. Everyone's encouraged to dress in black to create a final touch of atmosphere for what is going to be a fantastic film. If you'd like to go along, 3:45 is when doors will open, tea and coffee being served prior to the film. There is a whole lot of fundraising going on in the foyer before the film begins. For Buy a Bale, you can buy a Lamington as well. There's fashion voucher raffles, all going to a very, very good cause. And it's proudly supported by the team at Red Gum Country, Little Hen, Shed Cakes and Party Hire as well. Tickets are just $15 if you'd like to be part of it. But it sounds like a great way to spend the day. It's going to be showery in the Limestone Coast, and the Oatmeal Cinema Complex is going to be a great place to be.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
One of the most bizarre things that I've seen this morning, a video from one of the Greek islands. There was a rockfall, a cliff slide. Just amazing that people weren't seriously injured. A couple of boats were capsized, apparently, and this chunk of cliff came away from the cliff face and fell literally in front of people on a beach so close. One of the most remarkable videos I've seen in a very, very long time. I'm sure you'll see it in your social media feeds today.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I have been talking to a number of AFL Grand Final enthusiasts who would all love to go and see the 2018 Toyota AFL Grand Final on me and the team at Triple M. If you have not entered the draw as yet to see if we can make you a winner, what are you waiting for? Join the club, triplem.com.au. AFL authorisation, GF promotion, GFAFL 18-146. All the details are online.
Triple M. You and Grant.
I do have to say, make sure you enjoy today, because tomorrow looks pretty crappy in the Limestone Coast. A great day for footy though. Mid-South East and K&T Grand Finals taking place on the weekend. Now, one of the things that I have literally just been sent on the weekend, registrations day, South Indians Baseball Club. It is taking place on Sunday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Mount Gambier Baseball League Club Rooms at the Blue Lake Sports Park, if you'd like to go along and be part of it. Ages 8 and up, male and females are welcome. All the details are online. And it's just one of the great things that's going on this weekend.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Big shout out to everybody in Millicent this morning. It is 963 Triple M this weekend. In Millicent, the newly refurbished Children's Road Safety Centre in Millicent is going to be reopened. They're going to have a family fun day all taking place on Sunday from noon. It's all going to take place this weekend, and apparently, according to all reports, the centre's been educating kids for the last 50 years. You can find out all the details. I put a post up on our triplem.com.au website last night. You can find out all the details on how you can go along and be part of it as well. Fantastic photo of the mayor of the Water Range, Peter Gandolfi, installing the new signage there as well.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
If you were a fan of INXS, you were possibly a fan of Motley Crue as well. Motley Crue were absolutely huge during the course of the 80s, probably about the mid-80s to the late 80s. And a friend of mine actually got me into Motley Crue and all that entailed. And I have loved them ever since. And I was reading this morning that Motley Crue have got 4 brand new singles that are going to be released, and I cannot wait to check them out. It's just one of the things that's making music news this morning.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. Speaking of live music, Jimi Hendrix is also making news this morning. His Electric Ladyland is getting a massive reissue on its 50th anniversary. Sounds awesome. Now on 963 Triple M, time to talk about what is going on locally in the Limestone Coast. Big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, the Spring Small Grants and Scholarship Scheme is officially open for applications. The Enterprise Dairy Trainer Program has hit the region. Barker MP Tony Passon has welcomed a multi-million dollar boost for the aged care industry. And Wattle Range Council will be officially reopening the Children's Road Safety Centre in Millicent this weekend. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now, if you'd like more information about the Children's Road Safety Centre, you can find it at triplem.com.au. If you would like to know more about what is going on for the grants and scholarship applications for the Stand Like Stone Foundation, I caught up with Georgie McKay earlier this week for a chat, and all the details are online at triplem.com.au. Just go to our catch-up page.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
We've got Barney, we've got Milo, and I have got King Cunningham on the line. King, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Morning, Barney. Good morning, Marla. How are we, guys?
Oh, fantastic. Ken, I can hardly wait tonight and tomorrow night. I cannot pick them, and I don't care because the Crows aren't in it. They can beat the living suitcase out of each other, but I just want two good football games.
Well, we've seen some great games so far, Barney and Marla. There's no doubt about that, but it does seem like a lost season from my point of view. I love the games we've been seeing, but with no Port Adelaide, no Crows, it's a bit of a lost season. But however, that's the way the ball bounces at times.
Yeah, now I'm going to catch up with Blighty later on in our local footy show to talk grand final specifically. He's jumped on the Demons because of the Crows connection, the coach.
Well, there's no doubt that they've got the momentum, Barney and Milo, and it sort of looks very much like a repeat of what the Western Bulldogs did 2 years ago. The momentum and, you know, the fairy tale, they haven't been in finals since, 2006 and so forth, and it's a long time between drinks. So it is that sort of fairy tale situation, and I reckon they can beat Hawthorn tonight. I really do. I reckon the pacey Demons can get the chocolate. So it could be another fairy tale come true, to be honest.
And I've jumped on the Collingwood because of the Nathan Buckley connection. He started his career here in Mount Gambier, yep, and his mum worked at the operating theatre at Mount Gambier, so that's good enough for me. Collingwood for me.
And I'm jumping on the Giants as Jeremy Cameron's from Dartmoor, and his mum works at She's Apples.
Oh, yes, sorry. I'm jumping on the Giants too because of Jeremy's mum.
See what footy does? It splits the community. Friends become enemies.
I've got to tell you, Jeremy has the nicest mum in the world. Of all the nice mums, she's a wonderful woman, and she knows her fruit and veg. Let me say that.
Hang on, guys.
Now, KG, what we've seen already, I reckon we're going to see one of the most active out of left field horse trading off seasons. And I see the Crows have already moved to extend Tom Duday.
Well, there's no doubt that he's been one of these success stories of the Crows. When we lost Jake Lever, it was a body blow, as we all knew. But young Tom's come in and done a remarkable job. He's a terrific young man as well, apart from being a fine footballer. So look, that's been one of the pluses for the Crows. There haven't been too many, I can tell you, but that's one of the pluses, and that he'll sign a long term deal, which is good. Look, there's no doubt in my mind, guys, and I'm rehashing things here, but when you look at the playing personnel in the Crows, there's no doubt they are good enough, all things being equal, to be top four sides. No question about that. But they stuffed up big time, and you've got to be brutally honest and say most of it was done by the club, and they've copped the brunt of it. So, look, personnel-wise, they're fine. No doubt about that.
And I'll tell you what, when Greater Western get their whole midfield together, they remind me so much of Brisbane. They're an awesome team. Well, the talent there is just huge. And I just hope for their sake they keep them all together and don't let them get shived off with the big bucks.
Well, this young bloke, Toby Green, gee, he's a good player. He's a fiery little character. He's got to curb his ways with that foot out and so forth. But he is a wonderful talent. He makes an enormous difference, guys, to the side when he's fit and playing well, no doubt.
Now, SNFL, the Cockadoodle-Doo, the Roosters and the Eagles, who's going to get to have a go at the Redlegs in the grand final?
It's an amazing story. The Roosters, like they were wooden spooners last year. They are now playing in Sunday's prelim final. And Josh Kahn, the club's done a remarkable job. Look, the Eagles, I'd love the Eagles to get in there. They've lost a couple of finals that they should have won. Michael Godley, I rate him as a real good coach. But, look, you'd have to say the Roosters at the moment are playing some good football. The Eagles had their chances last week. No doubt about that against Newell, but just couldn't take them. So it'll be a good game. So all games in the semifinal have been fantastic, guys. They really have.
Certainly.
So as we wind up, who do you like tonight? Who do you like tomorrow night?
Well, I like the Demons. I reckon I can get over the line against the Hawks, and I'll go for GWSVR. So that's my double for the weekend, guys.
Oh, Mrs. Cameron will love you, KG.
That's the multi. That's Ken's.
I'm dying to see Mrs. Cameron. Go on.
That's Ken's multi. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you, boys. Yeah.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We do indeed. Milo joins me still in the studio talking sport.
Yes, you, and you intimated. Grand finals are plenty, and of course, Mid-South East, it all happens at Glencoe, and Mount Burr, the premiership specialist, looking for a record in the league, 4 in a row, and that'll be their 20th versus the Robe Roosters, cock-a-doodle-doo. The Mozzies, obviously, will start favourites, even though Robe went straight in, and Robe looking for their fourth first since 2003. And I do say, if you're not a Mozzies person, you'll be barracking for the Roosters. I know the Glencoe Footy Club will do it well. Now, won't forget the Nettie Clangadoo looking for their 33rd flag, and they take on Tandanoola and the Tandanoola Young Guns. They haven't been on the big stage since 1982, last flag in 1977, so let's hope that's a real good contest. And no matter what, those young players from the Tigers will come away with a lot of experience. K&T footy all happens at Keith. Home ground doesn't mean nothing. Good morning, Millicent, because the Saints knocked off East Gambier on their own paddock, and there'll be Keith taking on Mundalla, and I'm probably going to lean towards Mundalla. Once they get in them, they usually win them, the Moot boys. And, of course, Mount Gambier and Nettie, the A-grade Hobbits and Saints will fight it out. And, of course, we won't forget the Zocca, South East Women's Football Association, Bendigo Bank, undefeated Centrals will do battle with United there. Now, stay tuned. After 8, we'll catch up with the sports journo from the Border Watch, James Murphy, and we'll preview the Limestone Coast Football Association round ball grand final, and that'll be Sunday at Inter, and that'll be against Centrals. The Inter boys looking to add another one to the wall out there. And after 9, the Rowhite Keatley Noldall's Nettie and Footy Show, and we're going to catch up with Malcolm Blight, the magician 15, as I call him, his old North Melbourne number, and I'm going to ask him about grand finals, why they're different, and the idiosyncrasies of the MCG on grand final day, Huey, the Mecca.
You and Grant.
For breakfast, Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, the Drought Breakers and Rain. All net proceeds from the sale of Rain are going to be donated to Buy a Bail program. Now, Scott Darlow is a singer, a songwriter, a guitarist, a didgeridoo player, and a public speaker from Melbourne. And Scott's mum, during the course of this year, sold their 380 hectare farm in Bathurst. Now, the drought is something that he is all too aware of and very, very passionate about. So he called some friends. Sarah McLeod from Super Jesus, Jack Jones from Southern Suns, Adam Brandt, and of course Todd Hunter, who wrote the song originally, and asked them to all be involved. They recorded it, they shot a video in Melbourne, they mixed it, they mastered it in New York, and there it is. You can grab copies of it from now, and as I said, all the net proceeds from the sale of Rain will be donated to Buy a Bail program. Adam Brandt was talking during the course of the week about the drought, and here is just some of what he had to say.
We see the images, the brown paddocks, you know, the cattle that have just starved. They're heartbreaking as it is. The very real face of this drought is the families. When you look into the eyes of farmers, the husbands and wives, the mums and dads, the kids, the families that are actually living through the effects of what this drought is doing, it's a trickle-down effect. Not only the families going through this, but then the local communities, the local towns, those regional centres that, you know, in the good years thrive, they're dying. The lifeblood's basically being cut off. And it's only now, obviously, as we know, that the rest of Australia has gone, wow, is that really happening? They've been living through this for a few years already. You know, it's, and it's fantastic. Look, Australia always puts its hand up. You know, whether you live in the city or live in the country, they always put their hands up, and we all pitch in. We roll our sleeves up and do what's got to be done. Farmers are incredibly proud. They don't want handouts. They don't want charity as such. But this affects all of us. When the land is thirsty, the trickle-down effects just go through all the aspects of society, you know. So the fact that everyone is pitching in is really heartwarming. And obviously, we need the clouds to open up and drop the rain.
Absolutely. Now, Adam was also talking about the profits from rain.
Well, look, it's a very simple initiative. The money is going to buy bales of hay, which is feed, and transport it out there and put into the paddocks that need it. These paddocks have absolutely nothing. They're like car park lots, you know. They're just, there's nothing, not a shreck of feed there. And so, you know, the very basic thing we need to do is start getting these livestock through through this, I guess you're going to call it catastrophe. It's, you know, what other words is there for it? It's a diabolical situation. They're starving, so we got to get them feed. We get them feed, then the farmers don't have to put them down. They don't have to sell them out for like a fire sale. Because if they do that, then what happens next year? What happens to these farms? What happens to these families? You know, and that's what it's about. It's about trying to hold these people up and saying, you know what? We care about you. We put value in you, and we've got to help you out.
Adam Brand on 963 Triple M, 12 past 8. Drought Breakers and Rain is what the song is called. And if you would like to get a copy of it, it's available on iTunes from today. You can find out more about Buyer Bale at buyerbale.com.au. And it would be fantastic if everybody in the Limestone Coast got a brand new copy of Rain by the Drought Breakers. It is 12 after 8, and it's time for us to give you the chance to win. Golden Grand Final ticket. On your local 963 Triple M, Pity is going to join me later on this morning. We're going to do some footy tipping. And as we get closer and closer to the 2018 Toyota AFL Grand Final, I would like to give you and a mate the chance to be there to watch it live. If you haven't joined the Triple M Club as yet, you need to do so at triplem.com.au for your chance at our Golden Grand Final ticket. The AFL authorisation, GF promotion, GFAFL 18-146. Just imagine being there, arriving at the MCG, a luxurious dining experience, premium reserve seating, taking your mate to interviews with renowned AFL players and coaches as they share their Toyota AFL Grand Final Day stories. It is all up for grabs. You get to take a look at the inner sanctum, behind the scenes, pre-game experience. You also get to take home a souvenir Grand Final ticket and AFL record as well. It is all on the line and it could all be yours. All thanks to us here at the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Classic hits and the Monkees 963 Triple M. It is Friday morning. Grand finals this weekend for the KNT and for the Mid-Southeast as well. There's other stuff going on across the Limestone Coast. This weekend, Millicent's Road Safety School is reopening. It's all going to take place with a family fun day on Sunday between 12 and 2 p.m. If you'd like to go along and be part of it, we've got details online at triplem.com.au. The Reedy Park Centre is open this weekend. All of the community groups that are there as part of the Reedy Park Centre will be having an open day on Saturday. And the Orchid Show is also taking place right the way across the weekend as well. We talked about it yesterday on the Brekkie Show. The Port Mac Church, got to send a huge shout out to everybody in the Port Mac Church congregation celebrating 150 years this weekend. And later on this morning, Milo's going to join us again because we get to talk football around the Limestone Coast. Soccer, for those who call it that in Australia. The soccer grand finals are taking place for the boys and girls this weekend. And we'll find out all about it on your local Triple M.
You and Grant. For breakfast. Triple M.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is all thanks to the Commercial Hotel, the home of live music on the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
breakfast. Triple M.
Triple M.
21 after 8, it is time to say a big good morning to Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, the Stanlake Stone Foundation have launched this year's round of small grants and educational scholarship program. A delegation of veterinary officers from India have made their way to the Limestone Coast. The aged care industry has seen a boost with federal funding announced, and the Children's Road Safety Centre will be reopened this weekend. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Karcher is going to be back in the next 10 or so. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join us as well. ScoMo is in trouble for a video that he posted on social media. Apparently he is trying very hard to get rid of that at the moment. Also, a restaurant in China is making headlines at the moment. And forgive me if you're having your breakfast already, but a hot pot restaurant in eastern China apparently has lost $264 million in market value after a pregnant woman claimed to have found a rat in her soup. Ew.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Triple M, keeping local sport alive. Now, big weekend for the soccer fraternity, of course. The girls are on Saturday, Southeast Women's Football Association. But the Limestone Coast Football Association, all roads lead to Casadio Park, the big one. And then the seniors, international, will clash with Gambier Centrals. Pretty even during the year. Who better to get to talk about it? The journo who looks after the soccer side of things at the Border Watch. Good morning, James Murphy.
G'day, Milo. How are you going?
Good. Congratulations on your lift out in today's Border Watch, and no doubt a collector's item, and a lot of people will enjoy reading that. Now, Inter and Gambier Centrals. Not so long ago, Centrals took this out a few seasons back. New look this year with Nathan Fleetwood, and he's been pretty handy up forward. And, of course, international non-playing coach in Gareth Fonduvi, so he'll be looking to crack his first win at the helm as well.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be a cracker of a game, I think. Yeah, they both had some pretty close games and this year, and well, Central's got up in the qualifying final, but Inter will definitely be keen to get that one back.
And Inter have had the strength, and the goal-kicking table tells us that Matt Buetti, he's the standout, the laser boot, as I've dubbed him. Christian Seller and Dan Bronker back him up. And coach Nathan Fleetwood for Central, he's their leading scorer. So they've got to find someone else, maybe sneak a goal, the Lions.
Yeah, sure. Actually, Dan Bronker, he sort of moved back to a defensive position the last couple of weeks. So he probably won't be on the end of any goals, but he'll definitely set him up through the middle to Seller and Buetti as well.
I suppose that's a bonus. They know if they're looking for a strike, Danny Boy can go up there. You've got to have that flexibility. Now, as you said, in the qualifying final, it was Centrals that went straight in. And obviously, like all teams and all sports, the coach has to manage that to keep them in a sort of a match mode. Who do you perhaps like? I suppose Inter on the home deck's pretty important, but who do you seem to favour in this grand finale on Sunday?
It's almost a matter of flipping the coin, I think. Central's obviously, they had the week off, and Inter's got the home ground advantage. I honestly don't think I can pick someone.
Perhaps we're going to have full-time draw and a shootout. That'd really get the crowd on edge.
That would be good if it went to penalties. It'd be, just add to the intensity.
Now, the news is three Adelaide refs, and there's obviously a cost goes with that as well, but no doubt the clubs have discussed all that. A little bit surprising to me, coming from the football fraternity with the South East Umpires Footy League. I know in the Western Border Grand Final just gone, they had three very young local umpires. I think 22 was the oldest, and so the refs there know that they can work towards something, but obviously there's a story there. Now, the day starts at 8:30, under 12, Centrals versus Blue Lake. 9:40 under 17s Apollo versus Blue Lake. 11:15 will be the reserves, Centrals versus Inter. At 13:05 under 14s, Inter versus Centrals. That's a good idea to give the 14s a good crowd to strut their stuff. And then the big one at 14:30 or 2:30, of course, in ordinary time. The seniors, as we've just discussed, Centrals and Inter. And, of course, once that's all over, there'll be the presentation evening. So the individual awards will come to the fore there, and that should be an interesting night for the seniors on Friday the 21st, because there's been some good players this year.
Yeah, there has been. There's been, well, every team's had their standouts, and there's been even like plenty of young kids under 17s coming through that, have their own. So, yeah, it'd be a good crowd and a good night.
Good luck to everyone, and James, no doubt you'll be there, and you'll do a complete review of what happened in the Border Watch for next Tuesday. Enjoy, and I hope the weather is a little bit more conducive than it looks like it's going to be tomorrow for the footy.
You and Grant for breakfast.
It is the Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Showgrounds Market is going to take place on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Mankiewicz Harness Racing Club are putting it on. One of the other great events that's going on this weekend, the Drought Aid pre-release screening of Ladies in Black. It is taking place as part of the Oatmeal Cinema Complex. Sunday afternoon, 4:15 is when it's on. Everyone's encouraged to dress in black to create a bit of atmosphere for what is going to be a fantastic film and a great excuse to help out a great cause as well. Proudly supported by Red Gum Fashion and by Little Hen Shed Cakes and Party Hire as well. Tickets for the movie are just $15. You can find out more at the Oatmeal Cinema Complex's website. Just some of the great stuff that's going on this weekend. Of course, we've got the grand finals taking place for the Mid-South East and KNTFL as well.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
Triple M lost and found. All thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier, the biggest range of the best prices. A motorcycle key has been found in Mount Gambier, and a black cat has been found at Wandillo. Now, if you'd like details on our lost and founds, or if you've lost or found anything across the region, you can always let us know. 87255155 is the number to give me a call. Now, on your local, this morning at 8, we played a fantastic new song. It's a fundraiser for Buy a Bale. It has been released today. It is out now on iTunes. All the net proceeds from the sale of rain will be donated to the Buy a Bale program. It's Rain by the Drought Breakers, and you can download it today, as I said, on iTunes. Make sure you do so if you've got the opportunity. I have to run away. Have a great weekend. If you're going to the footy finals, good luck. Mid-South East, KNT, of course, taking place. Muller's going to give us all the details. With the know-it-alls, they're coming in after 9 this morning. Ray Hadley is back after 10. And Guy will be in for your afternoon with a whole heap of classics. Have a great weekend. I'll catch up with you Monday.